food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Elliott with you here tonight. I'm filling in for Pastor Butch. Not to say I could ever fill his shoes, but I'm your guest host tonight. Always my pleasure to be with you and my honor to be with you. And boy, oh boy, it sure is war, as the music that introduced the show said. It's definitely war today. It's really something where we're at in the world, in the United States, Canada, China. I'm always thinking about my grandparents and what they would have said. They wouldn't have been happy. They wouldn't have been happy at all. I'm not happy. I tell you, I've been suffering sciatica for about a year now. It's not the first time in my life. I've had it most of my life, on and off, even playing football. But this has been steady, and the way it's, I guess I've been lucky in one sense. Some people get heart attacks and so forth when they get stressed enough, and I've always, my back would go out, as I'd call it. Now this time I did take up golf too, and I've been trying at that for a year or so. So I've quit that. This is enough. I've suffered enough with this, and continue to. But I'll tell you, half of it I know is stress from what's going on and how I can't do anything about it. And pardon my language, but I'm one pissed off Canadian. I've been in business for 52 years now. This is my 52nd year in business. I never finished a formal education, but as you can imagine in business, you ups and downs, and managed to survive all these years. I'm in my 68th year now. And you learn a thing or two is what you do in business. You deal with a lot of people. You meet a lot of different people, characters, good people and not so good people. And, you know, in my businesses, arithmetic's always been a major tool. I use arithmetic, dealing weights, prices per ton, and so forth. So arithmetic's always been important. And the arithmetic just hasn't added up for a long, long time now. Not if we were thinking sensibly and thinking about just how big a debt we wanted to leave our kids and grands and theirs, I don't think we'd be, as a population, approving of this if we would focus on the result and the outcome. At the end of the day, our country, Canada, you know, we've just made some odd moves, and I think these so-called conspiracy theories of past are just conspiracies, honestly. It doesn't make a bit of sense. We've just had a catastrophic weather event in Western Canada, in British Columbia, lower mainland British Columbia. That's just north of Seattle, Washington. Just a major catastrophic flood and landslide. It took out all the rail lines going in and out of the Port of Vancouver, Canada's biggest port. This would be like you folks in the United States losing Los Angeles as a port or Long Beach. Be devastating. So the rail lines have been washed out. There's towns that are underwater. It reminds you of New Orleans after the big hurricane years ago, if you saw pictures of it at all. It was heartbreaking, really. They were trying to get cattle out behind the jet skis, the water craft, that you use in the water, not on the snow. Anyway, they're very sad. I don't know if you saw it on the news, trying to save their livestock. The water was over the cattle's head. And all this is happening, you know, well, we're spending our time up here and our money and our efforts and our focus, our government is, on other things like COVID and racism in the Canadian military and sexual harassment in the Canadian military. They've got all our leading soldiers on some kind of leave of accusations and so forth. One of them was one accusation of 30 years ago. He's a general in Canada. And they basically stifled his career. He hasn't even had a chance at a hearing. Our new Minister of Defense in Canada, the Prime Minister, just changed his cabinet. That's like your secretaries in the state, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Commerce, so forth, Finance Secretary. He just changed a bunch of them, and some pretty wild choices. A lady who's never had anything to do with the military in any way, shape, or form, but her conduct as a member of parliament was very good during COVID, and so she's the new defense minister, and she has two mandates. One is to wipe out racism, and one is to stop sexual harassment in the armed forces. And she wants all charges now tried in the public court, not in the army court, in the armed forces court, court martials and so forth. So, you know, that's not worried about our NATO obligations. Canada hasn't met our obligations in years. We haven't supplied the naval forces we're supposed to. We haven't supplied the soldiers we're supposed to. And we haven't supplied the money we're supposed to for years now. And yet this is our main focus. NATO is a partnership that if it wasn't for America, you know, we'd be in trouble. But it's a partnership, and everybody's supposed to play their part, Britain and the other countries, France and developed countries. Canada just hasn't met its obligations in a long time, but this is what we're focused on in our military. We honestly could not defend our country coastlines if we had to. And my goodness, for 15, 20 years now, we've been arguing about building warships. And, every year it comes up, the price goes up. It's shameful, really, the way we have spent our money here, our government spent our money, but I see some similar actions or look similar in the United States with President Biden and I don't know, this everybody can have everything doesn't really work out. It's a very noble thought, very noble idea. I think it's what communism based on, and certainly socialism. But, you know, I went to Cuba once to look at some submarines built in Russia, and they wanted to scrap. There was three of them. And, my friend, my good friend who lives in Florida, he was supplying all this recycled paint to Cuba, so I went with him and looked at these submarines, and I suspected that they'd be built out of cheaper materials maybe than the U.S. subs and the British subs. Sure enough, they certainly were. I'll never forget that. And that was an experience itself, going to Cuba on business. But I'll tell you, having liaison with the government people for 5 days there and the Navy Yard and all, no incentive for the workers. There was none. That was the problem there. There was no incentive. Everybody got the same thing. But these were not people who were relaxed and necessarily enjoying life like Americans and Canadians have. You know, there was a weariness on their faces, a tiredness. Since the Soviet Union broke up and money stopped flowing to Cuba, life was much harder. And then the U.S. embargo, you know, added to it for them. And so there, you know, socialism hasn't done so good there, in my view, my opinion. I mean, we could, I suppose, we could live on rice and dried beans and powdered milk. You could live on it. But I think you'd be better off if you had a little more variety like we have here and the ability to get it if you have the wherewithal to buy it. Well, they don't. So this whole notion, in my opinion, doesn't work. By the same token, I think they've let some of these companies get far too big. Look at the crash there in 2008. Biggest insurance company in the world got the biggest amount of money from the government in a bailout. I mean, how could they be doing that bad in that business? This billionaires club is really controlling much of the world. The figures are shocking when you see what that relative handful of people. I know it's actually a couple of thousand, I think, billionaires, but the clout that they have, both with governments and just their buying power, and the companies, the Amazons and the giants that they control. And at the end of the day, you know, everything's about money. That's certainly what those guys are after. But our government is not these mandates to in Canada. That now we're short apparently 18,000 truckers here, and when the mandate kicks in here November 30th, we will lose 20,000 more that refusing to get vaccinated. So we already. You know, how ironic that the southern B.C. would have such catastrophic weather to wipe out the rail lines and some of the main highways. Just wipe them out. Just something else. Hard to believe the power of that water and forest. It truly is. Bridges. Just something else. How ironic, though, just as the time the government's going to just lay off tens of thousands more workers. And healthcare workers. So you could see in the news that 80, and they might boast 85% of Canadians are double vaccinated and all. And God bless them, and I pray every day that it's going to work out for all of us. All of us. But out of the 85% in Canada that's double vaccinated, I would gather from all the people I talk to and all the people I know that such a large number of them did it because they didn't want to, you know, give up their freedom any longer. They wanted to be able to go on a vacation. They wanted to be able to travel. They wanted to do this or that or go in a restaurant, of course. In Canada right now, you can't go in a restaurant unless you're fully vaccinated. Well, that's not helping Canadian business, I'll tell you. They already had enough people scared enough that did get vaccinated that were honest to goodness just scared half to death. That they're not going to go out as much anymore either. So this is, in some ways, I believe this has backfired, this whole plan. Our leader isn't backing up. You still need testing to come into the country. My wife's an American girl from Cleveland, and she just came back into Canada this evening, late this afternoon. And had to be tested, two tests beforehand. She was a full 24 or 30 hours, I guess, from getting the test to being able to get the paper to cross the border that she'd passed the test. And, of course, it's at your own expense, but our government hasn't backed up on any of it. I don't know what they think is going to happen when all these people get laid off. And God bless them, the ones that are giving up their living as nurses and other skilled workers for the sake of not wanting this vaccine. You know, the figures that are coming out there certainly are some, as was expected, there's certainly been some adverse reactions, including death, to some of these vaccines. It's kind of distressing, this business of inflammation of the heart, myocarditis, even in children. That's concerns me. They never have done the full clinical trials on these, you see, so I'm not sure why they're pushing so hard for them when, there seems to be proof elsewhere that the nature, so to speak, takes its course. And, there are over 7 billion of us here in the world. It's not just, it's not just a small group that's being affected by all this. And some countries are kind of thrown in the towel on the mandates and the regulations because of can't cripple their economies any longer and make so many people suffer. When we consider who it's affected the most, our elderly, specifically our over 75, the average lifespan in Canada and the U.S. now is 75 to 77 years old. So, it's a shame, I think, that all of those that haven't had their full term, so to speak, yet are suffering the most from all these mandates and restrictions. And it just doesn't add up, as I was saying before, and it just doesn't add up. What they're doing, the cost of it all, and the ongoing cost. Tremendous problems with children and education now. That's been disrupted. Can't just make that up. They don't hold kids back any longer. It's bad for their self-esteem, so they'll just miss. Many of them will miss this work where the school has been closed. Athletes, all kinds of people in their everyday life and their everyday work. There's been so many people affected by this. And not without its cost. President Biden looking to put through a multi-trillion dollar bills. They got through some of it, I believe, a trillion and a half. These are dollars like we never saw before, talked about by government. It's just tremendous amounts of money. Anyway, there's some great health products we're going to talk about as well, folks, during the show. There's plenty people could be stressed about today. I'm really glad to see that Americans seem to be standing up for their rights more. The ones that don't want to be vaccinated are standing up for their rights. That's the way it should be. You should have your choice. We have a choice for the flu shot, although they're recommending for kids. That's now approved in Canada, too, kids 5 to 11 to get the shot. They are recommending the kid get the flu shot while he's at the doctor or the drugstore. Make it convenient. And I just don't know what more to say about that when the children are in such a very, very low-risk group. And there have been sufficient negative side effects with babies born of vaccinated mothers and this myocarditis, the inflammation of the heart. It's not a small thing. I just, again, when you look at the numbers of the young'uns died related to COVID, didn't have something else real serious wrong in their health. I just don't get how this can be worth it. I get how it's worth billions and billions and billions of dollars. I get that. I get that. They had a documentary where there was a Pfizer representative. He was just a representative for part of the world for them. He was talking about the vaccine, said that no, countries shouldn't press children to be vaccinated till we can vaccinate everybody in Africa and the rest of the world that hasn't been able to get the vaccines yet. So, you know, but there's so much misinformation and you'd think there'd be a little more consistency to what's going on, but there doesn't seem to be. There doesn't seem to be. They don't seem to be learning from each other and what other countries are experiencing or why. It's in the numbers, you know, they don't add up for me. They just don't add up. It's as though flu and many other things had to have disappeared in 2020 because no more people died in the United States than did in 2018 or 2019. Same number of people. They said flu almost disappeared. No, it didn't. The flu is an endemic. The common cold is an endemic. It will always be here. They say COVID will become an endemic when it's not a pandemic anymore. It will become an endemic that could be with us every year. Could be a regional thing. It's going to be certain times of the year, like they're warning now of the fall and winter. So, you know, I wish they hadn't started the virus in the first place. I don't know why they were investing in this virus, but if this was biological weapons, by God, we really ought to stop doing that. My opinion, anyway. If this was done on purpose, well, God help those people. God help us all, but God help those people. I hate to judge, but you know, money over people's safety, and they say there's going to be too many of us in the world to feed properly. Is this part of the deal? I'll tell you two great products, folks, you can get from Pastor Butch. Great products, tried and true, natural. And no surprise that they are good and effective, and their main ingredients are vitamins and minerals. And they're just kitty cat products. One is for sleep, the REM sleep. Pastor Butch has got an incredible special on, three for one. I did my own 45-person trial on the REM sleep. It's a fabulous product. It will help you sleep. It doesn't knock you out. It helps you get the sleep that your body needs. And safe to take, of course. So, and the effectiveness seems to continue, which is, they say, unusual for many of the products on the market. So, Pastor Butch has got it. You'll never beat the deal anywhere. 3 for 1. That's REM sleep. And the Tranquil for anxiety. Again, natural ingredients. Natural ingredients. Things to support. So I tried it. I knew at different times over this past year that I was stressing. I got training, you know, to get ahead of that. I do. 3 years worth. Spent a lot of time and money training to deal with self-awareness and so forth. And I still felt the stress. My sciatic now, I know, is partly stress-related. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. So this Tranquil, when I've tried it, and this is the only thing I could say about it, truthfully, because I only tried it a couple of times. It kind of turned everything back a notch, if you know what I mean. It just eased up on that throttle a notch, and it was just easier to relax and not be so anxious. So it's called Tranquil. Pastor Butch has got it. It's the same 3 for 1. this product works so well. I know Pastor Butch just wants to see everyone that could use it, that could need it, get some. And the Strauss company has sponsored this. And so it's a great time. If you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas and you know they're having sleeping issues or they're on edge or having trouble dealing with a lot of these stressors of life today, that's Tranquil for anxiety and REM sleep for sleep. Just the cat's meow they are. And Pastor Butch has got them. So you can get them from the ministry, and he always appreciates your support. I know that. That's how he keeps things going, and he's a good man, Pastor Butch. It's always my pleasure to do my best to pitch hit for him. Nobody can do what he does, but I do my best, and I'm always happy to be with you. And I'm sorry that for the second year in a row will be the first in 18 years, but two in a row, that I won't be driving through your beautiful state of West Virginia or Virginia or North Carolina and South Carolina, Georgia and into Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, you know. That's the first two winters now in, over 18 years. And previous to that, I've been going to South Florida since I was 2 years old. I learned how to swim there. My dad had the job of loading the ships with groceries and provisions, and his family started that business. So he got to get a month off in the wintertime, and we used to go down south, and I'd take books with me when I was in grade school and have a whale of a time. So I'm pretty ticked off that I can't go there now 2 years in a row. I'm in my 68th year. I kind of was really liking it, I'll tell you that much. I'd stay on the Hollywood Boardwalk there in Hollywood Beach, Florida, between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Some of the nicest people, some of my best friends are Americans, of course. Went to school at Miami, University of Miami, Florida. And still have dear friends from that. That's 50 years ago, or closing on to it. Football players and lots of great memories, but geez, the United States of America sure been big part of my life. As they say, since I was 2 years old, I've been going there, and you know, it's just been a second home. Same thing for my boys. Their grandparents would have them down for Christmas and such, and so it was always our second home. And it's crazy. It seems to have a better chance if I came down through the southern border through Mexico and asked to come in. I might have a better chance of coming in than trying to come through Canada. Most open border in the history of the world. We're going to have a break here, folks, and I'll be back with you. We're going to talk some more about health and what we can do to help ourselves. Thanks for joining me tonight. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com, or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott, your host here from the North Shore of Lake Erie up in Waynefleet, Ontario, Canada. My honor to be with you again, and I love being able to be on the show with Pastor Butch or pitch hitting for him, and so thank you for joining. We've got Dale on the line from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Dale?
Yeah, my name's Daryl, and I'm actually plowing about 6 years ahead of you. I'm as the same age as Pastor Butch. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know is you probably do know that the 22nd of November is Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean Paugh's anniversary. So I'd like to let everyone that's listening know that it'd be nice. Send them a belated anniversary card and let them know that you care about them and that you're praying for them. I think they would appreciate that very much. Again, it was Pastor Butch's, or is today, is their anniversary. And
well,
I want to also say that...
Sorry.
Yeah,
go
I also
ahead,
wanted
Darryl.
To say that I agree with you about the REM sleep and Tranquil. I take them both. I think they're great. And so a way to support Pastor Butch... Get his new book pre-order. I think you can. It should be arriving any day. Order his latest book, his Instruction and Wisdom from the Bible. He puts lots of good King James, old King James Bible verses in his Bibles. So you can support him by doing that, or by, like I said, buying some Tranquil and REM sleep. They both work very good. They both are packed, super packed with vitamins. Take a look at the vitamins on those things. They're really good. And again, they do work. So I just wanted to let people know that that's a way to support Pastor Butch. Did you have anything to comment on what I just said?
Well, I appreciate you calling in and reminding us, and I thank you. That's the reason I'm on tonight, spelling off Pastor Butch and his wife. And God bless them both. I hope they have a wonderful day and many years ahead in good health. It's great, the work he does. And I'll tell you, I'm also... Well, I'm just, again, annoyed because I was to meet Pastor Butch last winter, and COVID scuttled that. And then this winter gone by, and COVID scuttled that. And now I believe I'm still stuck here another winter. And I want to, me and him is going to get together and eat a pot of beans and tell stories and for a day or two when we get together. But I wished it were before now. And I wish them the best, that's for sure. And he does great work. You know, he cares so much about people. When I first talked to him about Strauss, he was put on to me by another gentleman. And he said, prove it. And I said, well, I will prove it. How would you like us to do that? He said, well, I'll take the formulas. And if they work, then I'd like to supply them to the people that would like them. And I said, good enough. And that's what we did. And so he's very serious. Pastor Butch won't sell any garbage or anything that doesn't work. And God bless him for that. So, you know, all these good products are available through Pastor Butch. I appreciate you calling, pointing that out, Daryl. And he does appreciate and need the support, of course, to run the ministry and keep doing what he does. So I sure hope I get to meet him in 2022. Daryl, I don't know if you've met him or not, but I'm looking forward to my day.
I've met Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean twice down at a couple of the conferences there, and I want to just say one more thing, and that is that I had to take the Strauss products, the heart drops, the prostate support, bladder support, and they work also. So that's another way of, so again, supporting Pastor Butch. By the way, did you ever meet Larry Zonka since you were, say you know about
no,
football?
No, I met my one of my heroes, Joe Namath,
Broadway
in
Joe.
In Florida twice I met Joe Namath, but I was there when the Dolphins had their heyday, you know, won the Super Bowls, and Larry Zonka and the guys were on the radio for all the local car dealers, and it was big times then for the Dolphins.
But anyway, thank you for telling the truth, and appreciate you and Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean so much. God bless you, sir.
The same to you, sir. Thanks for calling. Well, you know, folks, that's what it's all about, and that's what I'm all about. I know it's what Pastor Butch is all about, and some other great people that I've had the pleasure to be acquainted with, is about the truth. Same as the Power Hour down in Missouri. It's all about the truth, and same thing. These people, the same as the Strauss family, they don't want your money if they can't help you. They don't want you to get anything that you don't need. It's just been their way for eight generations now. And they'll never be the biggest in the world, and they could care less. They would like their products to be on Medicare. And Jim Strauss always said, if we could just get the heart drops on Medicare, everybody could have a fine pension, a living pension, if we could get rid of our biggest killer. And, of course, all the doctor-prescribed drugs, they've now come up. I read an article from one of the drug makers about the vaccine for children and how it's much less strong than the adult version. They finished the article by saying the two main adverse reactions to young children, and one was the inflammation of the heart, the myocarditis, I believe is the right name for it. And they finished the article by saying, but they have drugs for that. So, I don't know, man, oh man. It's like pin the tail on the donkey, only they keep moving the donkey. You know, I don't want to watch any more documentaries. Just finished the long two-part series on OxyContin and Purdue Company. And by God, as the trouble was kicking in and addictions and terrible trouble everywhere over these heroin-like drugs, they were boosting sales the whole time, where drug dealers and outlaws would get life in prison. You know, these people made billions. And, you know, it's all about money. So you got to be careful, folks. I know people are on prescriptions, and read your paperwork, please. First thing is you want to notice, you want to recognize, rather, if you're having an adverse reaction, then your doctor can act accordingly. change your pills, change your dosage, whatever they tell you they should do, you've got to give them that chance to do that. And the drug maker, that's why they tell you about these reactions, potential side effects and so forth. You wouldn't want to be suffering one of them and not know it, to not tell your doctor and really hurt yourself worse. So it's so important. Be that much of a part of your own health choice and read that paperwork. And that's the main reason to do it. If you can afford it, invest in a book of the 100 biggest selling drugs and contraindications between them, just in case a doctor, a pharmacist, or you're seeing a second doctor, a specialist. I've heard this story too many times, where they all prescribe drugs that contraindicate with each other. And if the pharmacy misses it, it's happened, then you're taking drugs that the manufacturer tells you not to with another drug. So you've got to be a part of your own health business, folks. Your health is your wealth. It's what it's all about. And you can't make somebody else 100% responsible for it. You know, we have to, our bodies will tell us oftentimes, you know, what they need. And got to listen to our bodies, not overdo it. If we're feeling stressed, we got to go for a walk. Got to get some fresh air. We got to get present. We got to appreciate nature. Get out, stretch in the garden, rake some leaves. Clean the windows. Keep moving, stretching. Do something productive. When you're finished it, you know, you get the feeling that you've accomplished it, and it's automatically a better feeling. So we can't give in to these stresses, folks. That's the big thing. If you lose your mental well-being, well, as everything else follows, and that's no good. So if you need something like Tranquil, you can get it from Pastor Butch. REM sleep. If you're not sleeping good, try this. Please do it for yourself. Try this. It's being sold at the price you'll never get any other effective product for, 3-to-1. And you'll want the 3 bottles. Maybe you just want to help your mom and your dad or your sister and your mom or, you know, 2 other people. But by all means, try it. You can't go wrong. Can't hurt you. And it works. So, you know, the other things we got, 2 and 2 is always going to be 4, folks. No matter how fancy they get. No matter how many computers they run things through, 2 and 2 is 4. I know it. So don't be convinced it's 6 and 1/8 or 5 and 2/8, 5 and 1/4. It's not. We've got to keep our common sense, keep our feet on the ground, even if the world is upside down, it seems at times. And we've got to keep our wits about us, our children and grandchildren and friends and neighbors and loved ones. You know, we rely on each other. We're social creatures, and some of that's been taken from us, but we have to do our best to carry on despite that. And I am so grateful on this Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, Canada's already had theirs, but so grateful for America and Americans. You're our defenders. Defend the free world. And I hope Americans all feel good about themselves when it comes to that, that right from the Second World War on, that America's been the protector. So very grateful and thankful for my American friends and our relationship. Despite how our leaders might act, they come and go. Canadians and Americans are still good friends. And we got to be safe this weekend, folks. There's a lot of you traveling, more than there is people in Canada. They say there'll be 43.5 million people traveling over the holiday. Wow. There's only 35 million in all of Canada. You guys got 43.5 million traveling over the weekend. So be busy roads and busy times. So just take your time. Nothing's that big a rush. You know, you'll get there. Weather, you don't know what the weather's going to be like. So always be safe. The holidays, there's just more traffic, and that means more risk. So buckle up and get there in one piece. And everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're allowed to eat too much, that's one of the times a year you get to have your fill. I always do. It's a wonderful wonderful holiday if we're blessed and have plenty to eat. So I've sure been grateful that that I have been. I've never been hungry. And, you know, I wish that for everyone. As far as your health goes, folks, I mean, stress, all these things affect our immune system. So we have to try and be conscious doing good things for our immune system, like taking a stroll, whatever your thing is, walking the mall up and down for an afternoon, getting on your feet, you know, using your arms, doing some stretching. You can do it in bed, doing some exercises. It's good. You clean the windows. You're stretching. Take your time. You don't hurt yourself. Digging in the garden, if you're lucky and you got a garden. Beautiful. Excellent. Digging amongst all the creatures in the soil. It's the way it's supposed to be. That's how we get strong immune systems. Try and eat properly. You know, the less packaged food, the better. The less high salt and high sugar, carb, refined carb foods, the better. The less drive-through sauces and so forth, the better. Try and get some fresh stuff into you. That's, you know, that's the best food. And, you know, another thing they've recognized, including with COVID, is that people that were obese, overweight, were the most at risk. But I don't think that's a coincidence, because the same would be said for heart disease. They have the same, we all have the same size heart. At least it starts out that way. You can have an enlarged heart. That's not a good thing. But if you think of, you know, the same size heart in a person 180 pounds as a person 350 pounds, that's the same size pump. So, you know, the joints, the knees, the ankles, feet, you know, the hips, they all are carrying more weight, carrying more load. So it's not surprising that obesity, of my former national champion teammates from 1972 here in Canada, the first six fellas to go, and some of them in their early 50s, 50, 51, were the biggest boys. They'd gotten quite big after playing ball. They were good size then, but they got quite big. And a couple died at 50 and 51, and then a bunch more before 65. So, yeah, not a good condition to stay. And there's, you know, you don't have to lose hope. There's ways you can, one of the ways of my best buddy who got up to 400 pounds was he started out with a change in diet and detoxing at the same time, livers, kidneys, his heart, his blood system with the strokes, heart drops, kidney blood pressure. He had a tumor on his kidney and had many, many diabetes, many things wrong with Joe, many things wrong with him, bad, bad shape. And, you know, he lost 160 pounds in about a year and a quarter, and you know, got his life back, and it was wonderful to see. So, you know, it can be done. He didn't starve to death. You don't have to starve to death to do that. It just takes some changes of generally what you're eating and what you're doing. Hard to get going too, believe me. He was on death's door. You know, it was very hard. To start with, he couldn't walk 50 feet. So, couldn't breathe. And came right back. He ended up running our rail yard in Welland, Ontario, and then St. Catharines, climbing rail cars, directing trucks, loading rail cars. You know, he came right back to health. So, clean tissues is very important, I think, folks. I think it's the only reason I'm still here with y'all. Is after the clogged arteries at a young age, I think that it's the clean tissues. I've detoxed my body several times over the last, you know, 20 years, and I think it's the best thing we can have. Try and keep bacteria to a minimum in your body, the bad bacteria. You know, you need to use the washroom. You need to move your bowels every day. You know, death starts in the colon otherwise, so you need to be regular. And if you're not, you need to do something about it. Start with more water. Start with a lemon squeezed in water first thing in the morning in warm water. And go from there. That'll likely do it, but you got to get going. if necessary, maybe you're not getting fiber in your diet. So you can get fiber capsules. They work. I think they have drinks and all, but get the capsules. You need fiber. Things like oatmeal are great, but if you're not going to go to that extent, you're going to keep eating whatever you're eating, get fiber capsules. You need to get rid of your waste. That's one of the ways we do it. That's weight as well. Many people lose weight. Joe lost 60 pounds in less than 3 months detoxing. And believe me, a lot of it was in the bathroom, of course. He was very sick. And so it's the best way to lose. The only way to lose it is to do something about it like this. You can't diet it or exercise this toxic waste and weight out of you. And if you're going to go on a weight loss program, folks, please, please do a cleanse detoxing program either before or during that weight loss program. You don't want a bigger part of your mass being poisoned. You don't want that. Anybody know someone lost a lot of weight, didn't look so good, and some of them got sick and some died afterwards? Well, if you start out with 10% of you is toxins, let's just pick a number. They say it's more than that. They say it's up to 30 pounds in the average person. But if we just said 10% and you lose a lot of weight like my friend Joe did, and now you're 15, 18% toxins, what do you suppose is going to happen? It's not going to be a good outcome. So in Joe's case, of course, that was the big secret. That was the key, was that he was detoxing, cleansing all these. In those days, Strauss had 51 formulas, and Joe was taking many of them, as I was. I was taking them with him. And we both had irregular heartbeats, so we were taking the CardioCalm. We were both taking the heart drops. And I did the whole cleanse thing with him, the liver, the lymphatic, the kidneys, the bladder, prostate. We went through the whole realm of the systems and formulas that Strauss had. And that's just the best thing you can do. He lost a tremendous amount of weight. I did end up, you know, by the end of the day, I'd lost 20% of my body weight. I'm today 195 to 200. Most of my adult life, I was 225 to 250. So, you know, and if you chew your food better, don't rush, gulp, swallow chunks, you'll... is a good way to lose weight. Just chew your food long enough. Liquefy it. You'll be surprised. You'll be fuller faster. You'll be satisfied faster. You won't eat as much. And, of course, you're helping your digestive. Digestion starts with saliva in our mouth. So that's where it all starts. If you just take your time, chew, put your fork down sometimes, and you're doing your body a big favor, but you will end up losing weight and you will end up eating less. I tried it. I did it, you know, and it was amazing to me. I was with my mother in Florida, and I lost 22 pounds in 1 month just doing that and knocking out breads and sugar just for 1 month. I didn't exercise anymore. I did nothing else any different, just breads and sugar and chewing my food properly, even fruit. Even a salad, you know, Strauss would say, chew everything properly. It doesn't, it's fibrous or not. It's just the easiest on your digestive system. Because it's got to digest everything one way or another. We're really in trouble. So that was a big help. That was a big help. And then eventually, it took a long time for me, but in my, about 65, my appetite started to back off. I had a big appetite. And that was just good timing, I believe, for me, because I, you know, wasn't working physically as much as I used to. I still enjoy that. I was in one of the metal yards with one of my sons on Sunday morning for 3 hours and working on the red metals. So it's still good to keep moving and do some slugging, as my dad would call it. And whatever it is, folks, whatever it is you like to do, just get out there and do it. Doesn't have to be strenuous. And work yourself a little bit, you know. If you got a bottle of water or a can of peas, use that as a weight. And just, you know, curl it, lift it up with your arm one at a time. Start with a few of them. go from there. It's all good. You want to keep your muscle and bone density up. That kind of exercise is good. So you don't even have to build up a sweat. You just want to maintain strong bones and muscles. So, and again, the Strauss products, the immune products, the Cold Storm, great product. Boy, they sell a lot of Cold Storm, Strauss does. And mostly in the cold season. So now, you know, it's selling like hotcakes. That people have, I've never used it, never needed it. So I can't say for myself, but people claim that either they don't get colds like they used to, or that when they do get colds, it's gone in 1 to 2 days. It doesn't drag on like they say it used to. So, you know, great, you know, natural, 100% natural, safe for pregnant women, safe for children. It's another wonderful thing about it. Cold's a nasty thing, you know, it's like the flu. It's an endemic. It's always going to be here. And if you can have something natural and that can't harm you to fight it, that's a good thing. Another great thing as a daily supplement is oregano. And it's hard to take. It burns. So Strauss made that smooth oregano taste like spearmint. It's a great product. I used it for a summer. I knew my body was high in yeast. You know, kind of a form of parasite. And probably from all the nice sweets and baked goods, the cookies and so forth that I do love. You know, those, it's not good for you. The lifestyle is just not good for you. But I took the smooth oregano, and boy, it killed the yeast in my body. And your body wants it out when you've got dead yeast inside you. It does want it out. So it worked like a top. Again, safe for pregnant moms and children, young children. I love that. That's two not usual things, even with natural products, is that they're recommended for pregnant moms and expecting moms and young children. So the Strauss product, the Travel Bug, has been developed. Health Canada has approved it for nausea, like travel sickness, motion sickness. And also, Health Canada has approved that it's good for upper respiratory. So we thought it was a good thing for people traveling again and airplanes and whatnot. Folks, it's time to go. It's been my pleasure again being with you, and I look forward to the next time. And happy Thanksgiving. Please enjoy yourselves. God bless. Stay safe. And until next time, we will wish you all the best.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.